This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned. But boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey everyone, welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, and this is my story. Let me start from the very beginning and tell you this, that pregnancy was never a part of my current plan. But they say, when life gives you lemon, you squeeze them out to make a delicious lemonade. And my pregnancy was the best lemonade ever. One thing this pregnancy did for me was to instill a sense of confidence in me like never before. And I thought I have got this down to the T and I'm going to nail this thing, this motherhood thing. Naive, right? But the opportunity to raise someone and to build someone's life was really exciting for me. But some of the lemons started to turn out to be a bit too sour. Like I had always wondered what going into labor would feel like. My water break and Sanjeet have to rush me to the delivery room? Would I be doing squats in the labor room? So much so that I even asked my doctor, Dr. Gayatri, that what happens if I did not make it to the hospital on time? I was a regular first-time mom, okay? So don't judge me. But here's the thing. I never went into labor. I had to be induced. And I, like the naive new mom that I was, never planned for a C-section. That was not even a thought in my mind. And guess what? I had to have an emergency C-section. Now in that OT, I was super scared. I was freaking out. I was in so much pain. I had been in pain for the last 8 to 10 hours. And I was just frustrated. All my birth plan, everything started going out of the window. I remember holding Sanjeet's hand and I was petrified. I had never had an operation before. But everything changed. My world came to a halt. Everything stopped the minute I heard that first cry and the minute I laid my eyes on my baby, Alaya. My hospital made my post-delivery a breeze. They took care of everything. So much so that I never felt I've had a baby. I felt that Alaya is this cute little toy that's come to play with me. So after going back from that hospital where I was taken care by the doctors and nurses, I came home to an empty house and I freaked out. Doubt started creeping in. I did not even know if I could do this. Was I meant for this? Was I fit for this? I had had no experience before. somehow gave myself a pep talk and went about with my day. And the first 3 days went about without a hitch. But after that, the fun started. And what a ride it's been. When I was pregnant, I always knew I wanted to breastfeed my baby. I thought, how difficult could breastfeeding be? Like, you just latch them on and that's it. In fact, we were planning to go for a friend's wedding and I asked my doctor, can I go if I'm breastfeeding? And my doctor told me it's going to be the simplest when you're breastfeeding. So I had this really vague idea about it in my head. But nobody tells you how draining breastfeeding can be. It takes a toll on your physical and mental health, especially when you're recovering from a major operation. There were days where Alaya would latch on to me every hour. There were nights after nights where I haven't been able to sleep. I'm just sitting and feeding Alaya. And I reached a point where I started seriously doubting my milk supply. I went to my lactation consultant and she dabbed this as normal newborn behavior. But let me tell you something. There was nothing normal about how I was feeling. I was feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling helpless. I just did not know what has happened to me or what's come over me. I decided to move into my mom's house temporarily. I thought I should take the help that I'm being offered because I don't know if this is something I can cope up with by myself. But what my stay was supposed to be for 10 days landed up being for almost 2 months. That's how badly I needed this. I felt like a whole different person and not in a good way. I was feeling dirty. My skin was feeling lifeless. I don't think I was showering every day. I was just feeding and cleaning poop. I seriously questioned what my life had come to. Work was not even anywhere near the picture. I was seriously feeling frustrated of being myself. My only solace was social media, and that just landed up making me feel worse about myself. Seeing those other moms who have got everything planned and are back at work within a month was not helping my mental health. I was seriously questioning if this is what postpartum depression looks like. My hormones were raging, and all of this came out on only one person, my poor husband. I think my family also realized what I was going through. But the problem with my family is that they're from a very different generation and they don't understand the emotional toll it was taking on me. One fine day, my nani told me that don't worry, Sachi, she will grow up and things will get better. And you know, while that may have been coming from a good place, I have realized after being in this for around 18 months that the problems don't go away. Things get better because your ability to deal with them gets better. And I'm so glad I learned that. Because when the time came for Alaya to start solid food, I was not waiting on one foot. You know, I was not waiting for the other shoe to drop. I just accepted her rejecting solids. I just accepted her not wanting to eat anything. And then at 7 months, her appetite increased and she started loving eating food. And today, she's a big foodie, just like her mama and dada. Even today, there are days where I think I have got it all figured out. Everything is going in sync. Her nap is on time, her sleep is on time. But then, poof, everything changes overnight. In fact, just last week, Alaya has started waking up multiple times at night, where she was sleeping perfectly before that. But 18 months later, I have come to accept change and uncertainty. I know that things will go haywire and get messy. But you know what? And here's the secret I have learned. That you and I, we are in this together. You are not alone. The only thing I want to tell you, dear mama, is that you've got this. No matter which way the wind turns, you will figure it all out. You are a warrior. They don't stay little forever. And instead of fighting it out or continuing to make plans, I have decided to roll with the punches and to ride with the waves. Because you know what? The waves can be extremely beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you have decided to join me in this journey. We are going to figure out a real, fun, and hands-on approach to motherhood on Millennial Mama. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HD Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Nyah, nyah, nyah. Bah, bah, babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel.
History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.